up at 4 a.m. I'm up at 5 a.m. to say prayer, to heal my subconscious mind. I'm not giving in to the little things. If Spirit tells me fast today, I fast it. Even if I wanted to eat, even if I wanted to go home and make some quinoa or something, no, I sat my ass exactly where I was supposed to be. And I channeled. And through that, I got the intuition to call upon who I needed to call upon. Listen, the way I'm trained now to listen, in obedience to God. Wallahi. Or is it Wahali? Wallahi. To trust myself when I speak. Never question it. Never question. Never question God. Never question God. Never question God. So I don't question you, God, the fact that you've brought me here. But I see that you brought me here to rise up in my standards, to walk with love, to be an example, to not make myself smaller, or to shrink myself and allow myself to think small. No, that's not why I'm here. That is not why we are here. It's not why we are here. We are here to raise the vibration. We are here to lift ourselves up, to truly be the channel, not to simply let ourselves be small. It's not about that. I am here to see what life would be like if I did not change. I'm here to be a shining light in the lives of those that I walk across the paths of. I am not here to work at a grocery store. I am not here to work as a waitress. I am not here to have a marriage where I'm pulling all the weight. I am not here to have children where I am not able to guide them properly or feed them poison. I am here to step up, to be a solution, a contributing factor, to educate the world, to be an example of holistic health and wealth on all levels in divine ways, to simply speak on this truth, to educate and edify through my diction, through my conviction, and through my discernment. Let all else fall away. If it is not in alignment with the mission that I am here to fulfill, I let it all fall away. Goodbye, because that is not what I'm here for. So why would I entertain it? Removing a distraction, continual self-improvement, 1% daily. That is why we're here. Progress over perfection. Not being debilitated by the mind and all of its judgments because, yes, I failed. Yes, I failed. And I love my failure. I love my failures. I celebrate every single one. And I'm so proud of myself for letting myself fail. Are you kidding me? How many times have I fallen and gotten back up? What a hero! A champion! Truly a champion! I'm my own best friend! And guess what else? I'm my own role model! I'm proud of myself! I'm so proud of myself! And I don't need your fucking praise! I don't need the praise of any individual, not the people I want to please the most, which I admit I want to please. God forbid I'm a nurturer. Of course I want to please. I want to massage and love and give. But guess what? When you turn around and don't approve of me, it doesn't matter. Because even if I fail, or even if I'm out of alignment, the disapproval might be great feedback. I'll receive it. But it doesn't matter if you disapprove, because God approved of me. And the God within me approves of me. So when I look at myself in the mirror, even when sometimes I'm seeing the darkness or the parasite, I still love her. I choose to love her every single time. Without fail. And even if I did fail, I still choose to love her. How's it going? I don't even answer that kind of question. Because why are you approaching me? Do you know why? How's it going? How you doing? Bring me something I can work with. Shit, if it's a problem, bring me the problem. At least I can solve it. But don't come to me casually. What do you expect me to do? Engage in small talk? Bring me a solution is the best optimal ideal. Bring me a solution so I can do my job to magnify it and hand it over to the people on my team to multiply it. To edify, to educate, to unlock minds by the billion. This is a very big responsibility. This is not something that can be accomplished while distracted. This is only something that is accomplished by alignment. And I'm outraged, truly enraged by the sheer fact I'm speaking with this intensity because I am truly enraged at every moment I have allowed my own self to go off of that path. And it's internal, is the thing. It's internal. It's a debilitating idea of not enoughness, the parasitic mind. This is something that has become very popular to talk about. Very popular. And I'm glad because it is raising a level of conscious awareness. But I don't want just conscious awareness without aligned action. We must step up into the truth. It is a very strict call to action. We can't ask God to bring us what we are here to receive and then repel it. That is a demon. That is the devil at work. That is evil at work. And it's within us. And to deny that is doing a great disservice to God Almighty. It absolutely is. To try to negate and pretend that we're all light and sunshine all of the time. Well, sometimes it rains. It's supposed to. The earth needs the rain. Just like the salty shores need the sand. And the water crashing down. It's beautiful. As above, so below. We reason from first principles. Reason from the truth. Always from the truth. The truth. And the thing is that the crux of it is whenever we do not allow the truth to be present, even if we're sitting in ugly or disgust with our own low standards, there's a trap within that because there's no way to release toxins. Sheer acknowledgement. I am shocked. Truly shocked. That I once held for myself. Appalled, especially once God had already brought me my Savior. Tell me about it. But I forgive myself. Truly forgive myself. Truly forgive myself. Heart, mind, open to receive what is for me. So let's make today great! And the best way I could possibly know how to do that is to educate on real wealth. Wealth through my veins. Health in all my ways, Allah.
healthy in all our ways, holistically. All praises due to the God Almighty who woke us up today to feel well to run through our veins, to be healthy.
Thank you for listening, and remember, art heals earth. Art is the aligned resonant truth. If this resonated with you in any way, please do check out the Art Heals Earth School and Etsy shop. This is the games and activities and art for your home, your nursery, your classroom, to guide Earth's children to holistic health and wealth and lifestyle. And more, on the mission to unlock 1 billion closed minds. You can support by checking out and leaving a review at the Etsy shop or responding to this episode by email and letting us know what resonated with you. Thank you so much. If no one's told you today, you are deeply loved and guided divinely.